At the Heart of the Arts on KBOC, I'm Sterling BF. Well, with autumn well underway, the arts calendar begins to fill even more. And the Music at Trinity Cathedral series is underway. And on Thursday, November 8th, the artist-in-residence ensemble Urban Nocturnes will be featured in a chamber concert of music for violin, viola, and piano. I sat down recently with a founding member of that group, violist and Phoenix Symphony musician Christopher McKay. So you come in 2008. I'm thinking that's Michael Christie back in those days?
Correct, yeah. Yes, he hired me.
What prompted you to try and start something new with Urban Nocturnes?
Karen Sinclair, my partner in crime in Urban Nocturnes, we both arrived here at the same time in 2008. We hadn't known each other before. We actually just started playing chamber music together and discovered that we really enjoy the collaboration. It started pretty small, didn't really have any specific goals, but it's more just sort of seeing what happens organically.
And her instrument is?
Violin.
Okay. A lot of repertoire? Or are you guys picking up stuff and making your own way with it? Or
originally, when we first started playing chamber music together, we were playing string trios with a cellist who used to live in town. And then over the last few years, we've started to collaborate with more friends of ours, some people from the symphony, Viviana Completo Wilson, who's our principal, fabulous principal flutist.
You got to throw the fabulous piece in there.
Right. Well, she is fabulous. It's very much an organic thing.
So you have an artist-in-residence program at Trinity Cathedral, and they have a year-long series happening at the cathedral. How long has that collaboration happened, or have you had that?
This is our third season, and Dr. Eric Goldstrom is the music director and organist there. I got to know him as I was attending as a member, and he had approached me because he knew I played in the symphony and said, I think it was probably 2009, do you have a chamber group? I'm creating music series here at Trinity, and do you have a chamber group or a string quartet that you could put together and play a concert? I said, well, let me see what I can do. So interestingly enough, that's exactly how Karen and I started playing chamber music together. I've had a relationship with Trinity and Eric for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So in November 8th,
yes.
What are you playing that night?
Karen and I will start the program with Louis Spohr's violin-viola duet, which is actually very tricky, so I've got to put in some real practice time for that. Following that will be Bohuslav Martinů. He was a Czech composer from the 20th century. I'll be playing the viola sonata with Olga Gorelick, who's also now a part of Urban Nocturnes, fabulous pianist. And then Karen and Olga will partner in Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, famous Kreutzer Sonata. The neat thing about Trinity is that they always have a fellowship time after the concert. So in Olney Hall, which is a fellowship hall there, they always have a little snacks and even some wine where people can gather and talk. And we always enjoy going there and talking with people who attended the concert. And so
I'm thinking it must be fun. And audience members who've played will realize you're playing orchestra, you're playing great repertoire. Very often you're playing some things pretty repetitively. But you start looking into chamber music and Louis Spohr, there's some challenging stuff by a guy that we don't hear much of. One of my favorite composers is Bohuslav Martinů. So how did you find that? Did you know about it, or are you discovering these pieces?
More or less discovering these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Karen actually knew that she wanted to play the Beethoven Kreutzer Sonata. And then we kind of built a program around that sonata. And so I thought, well, if she's going to do a sonata, I would like to do a sonata. And then we figured out how to fill out the rest of the program. And we've had the Spohr duet on the shelf for a long time, and we wanted to be able to finally do it. So we thought this would be a good opportunity.
Chamber music is such an intimate, great thing. And when you find people you enjoy playing with, it doesn't get any better. And when you get to share it with an audience, that's perfect.
That's right. I couldn't agree more.
Well, congratulations. Thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Christopher McKay, Karen Sinclair, and Olga Gorelick will give the first of Urban Nocturne's performances of this 2018-2019 Music at Trinity season on Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. For more information and for tickets to the series, visit trinitymusicaz.org. And for more about Urban Nocturnes, visit urbannocturnes.com. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling BF for KBOX.